how that group has played to this point.
At the end of the day, whatever decisions that they make upstairs, we can't control that. What we can do is respond. And what we're going to do is, with the guy coming in, we're all going to compete. He's going to make us better. We're going to make him better.
Does this motivate you personally at all? Even
always. But what it does also, it brings a guy in that I'm going to compete with. He has skill sets that I can learn from, and it's going to help me out, and I'm going to try to help him out.
Is it hard not to notice when they bring in, when they trade for somebody like Green Beckham, is it hard not to think that maybe that's like a message or that management is sending just through the team?
No.
At the position?
I don't look at it as a message. I look at it as an opportunity for us to become a better football team. They want the same thing I want, and that's to win football games and to be a great football team. When management makes decisions, they do it with the concepts of wins behind it. And as a football player, that's what you do. I don't do this for me. I do this to win football games.
Didn't you think you guys were pretty good at receiver, though?
Yeah,
through the camps
and I think now we just got a heck of a lot better.
The receiver position's been kind of infamous for having a lot of divas, or guys who have like alpha dog personalities, like they think they're made price better than they are, etc. Do you feel like that's a necessary trait for wide receiver at this position, to feel like that you should be the guy, the number one target?
Yeah, I want the football, because it's, at the end of the day, it's a mindset that you, when you get the football, you're gonna help this team win football games. That's what it is. Other than that, it's never about you. You only want you to get the ball to help us, or you want to make your plays to help us. That's the difference, you know. For my mindset is, when I think of me as an individual, it's the big picture to help us. I don't think of me for me. I ain't worried about catching the ball so I can be famous.
Front office, do you worry about what they may think of you because they didn't draft you?
Game of football doesn't change. I'm going to make myself useful on the football team regardless. And when I come out here, I'm going to play hard. I'm going to have great speed, great effort, be detail-oriented, and make plays. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to be on this football team, and I'm going to help this football team win football games.
Are you where you thought you would be at this point in your career when you were first drafted?
I thought I was going to continue to progress every day, and I've progressed.
What was your takeaway from the first preseason game? I'm sorry, I haven't been able to talk to you since then.
I thought as an individual, you know, I had minor details that I could polish, and I got to watch that film. And especially in the run game, my assignments I could have done a better job on. You know, I thought my route running could have been better. You know, but it's good to put that on film and just see, because it was little things. And this is me nitpicking, you know, because I went out there with focus to run good routes. And as time went on and fatigue set in, I thought my routes skewed a little bit. So that's one thing I'm going to work on.
What about as a group? I mean, how do you think the receivers have done it as a group, you know, not only during training camp, but in the first preseason game as well?
We've embraced the competition, and we've embraced the hard times, man. Training camp isn't easy. That's what a lot of people don't realize. Of course, you're going to go out here, you're going to play under fatigue, you're going to play under frustration, and it's all about showing you're a tough guy and that you want to survive. And that's what it's all about. And all my guys have survived, and we're going to keep on pushing.